right, good afternoon, Brunswick. This is Mark Zielinski, and good luck today. Nice dynamic changes I'm hearing. Good job at 29. So overall, I like I'm hearing changes in big volume stuff. But on some of the technical things, I would like to hear even more clarity every time for when we have the technical stuff. So when we get to this portion of the piece, the trio, we usually add a flat, and in this case it's true again. And so we want to make sure we can make that change immediately. So, concert speaking, B flat, E flat, A flat, and D flat. So another example, like in 105, let's make sure that when we get ready to repeat the D flat, really needs to happen. Solo voices, ba-ba-da, ba-dee-ba-da. Yeah, really play that out. We really want to hear that. That's a fun little spot. That was very well done at the end. At the last note, and nobody moves. Wait till the conductor moves the hands down. Good job staying together. So overall, good sense of pulse, nice and steady all the way through, which is really good. And it's a nice way to start off a concert. It's one of the great marches by Sousa, the fairest of the fair. Thank you. nice crescendo in measure four. So the first note of the piece, just make sure we all take a nice breath together. And then just release the sound. So slow music takes the most work, doesn't it? So it really doing a good job of keeping the pulse overall steady a couple times. I just noticed small changes, but very, very small. And what's most important is that it wasn't a long period or a long duration. It was just very, very small amount. So, you know, one of the things we always talk about is subdivision when we play a faster music. But it's really even more important in slower music. Good job getting into another big moment. Nice percussion. So at the end of a phrase, when we have to take the breath, of course the sound has to stop to take the breath. I'm wondering if the note before the breath, we could hold just a little bit longer before we take the breath. Nice job on the last note. So as we play more full, keeping in tune works really well. When we get softer, let's make sure that when we play softer, we still use the same air energy. So as we get softer, the pitch doesn't change. Not the note itself, but in terms of intonation, like sometimes like on the last note, as we diminuendo or decrescendo down to piano, that it doesn't go too flat or flat at all. Keep it really, really steady in terms of pitch. It takes way more energy to play soft, and way more work to play soft, because you just have to really, really make sure as you play softer volumes, the air energy is still there. And of course, if we're talking for wind instruments, woodwinds and brass. Controlled playing in the percussion, that's good. There you go, triangle. Yeah, we want to hear that sound. Good job. Excuse me. So one thing here that I'm hearing at 60, but also really in other parts of this piece, the melodic line is coming through, but the harmony to the melody, so maybe where you have the same rhythm as the melody, but you're on a lower pitch, the harmony to the melody, I'd like to hear more of that in general throughout lots of portions of this piece. So when I... so maybe more of like second clarinet or second trumpet, those kinds of things, so that way we can hear the harmonies as well, so that they can support the melody even more. Four measures in one breath. Good job, solo. Nice dynamic. Change at 118. Thank you. Tempo change, good. Yeah, so I'd like to hear even more of the melody at 126. Da, da, dee, da, 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 doo, da, dee. So maybe a little bit less from the half notes and a little bit more from the upper woodwinds. Last note, good last measure. Overall, a lot of good things that I'm hearing. A lot of good things. You're doing a lot of good work. So to continue to get better, just keep working on all the things. Like, for example, the key changes or really understanding the key all the time. You know, when you practice those fundamentals on your instruments, all those scales, this is where it comes into play in the moment of truth when you're in performance, so that way you can really, really feel confident about the keys. You know, one thing that's good to do is just sort of, before you start a piece, even though you already know what you're playing it on stage, just remind yourself of the key signature before you go in. And overall, too, you know, I think the priority of parts, there are times where I'd really like to hear even more balance throughout the ensemble, so that way, all right, what's most important, and then what's supporting it? So hearing a balance between not just the supporting line and accompaniment, but maybe the primary melody, and then if there's a harmony directly below it that has the same rhythm or similar rhythm that supports it, that gives us some nice chords that I think at times we'd like to hear more of. It'll make this music sparkle even more for you. I really enjoyed hearing your performance today. Keep working hard. It's really, really worth it. And I look forward to hearing you again in the future sometime. Best of luck to you all.